Okay, now we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going off-beast. Ready?
Fear. There's a thought for you. It's a familiar concept. A lot of us have one. Fear of heights. Fear of confined spaces. Spiders. The faces of clowns. What about this? Correct. That was the sound of a toilet flushing. What has that got to do with fear? Well, it turns out some of us, somewhat alarmed by the idea of having to use a public toilet. Toilet anxiety, toilet phobia, relates to two conditions. Paruresis, which is the fear to urinate, and parcopresis, the fear of having a public bowel movement. A researcher from Swinburne University of Technology has begun Australia's first study of this anxiety disorder. He's Dr. Simon Knowles. He's a senior lecturer and clinical psychologist. Simon, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan.
The research in this area is somewhat limited.
It's really not existent at all. There's possibly a few studies, but apart from that, that's about it.
How, therefore, do we know that this phobia exists?
Well, there are a couple of studies that are out there that do suggest that toilet phobia does exist. There are also a number of websites and chat sessions on the internet that suggest that it is an issue. You know, I think that we are all human, we all go to the toilet, and we probably have all experienced going to the toilet and some people, you know, coming in and then walking straight out, or even ourselves feeling a bit anxious about having to go to the toilet around other people.
Is it public toilets in particular, or the fact of proximity, or that sort of public openness that's the problem?
Good question. We're not really entirely sure. I think it's all of those things. For some people, it's about the idea of going to the toilet next to someone, worrying about that they might smell or they might make a noise, and that they become that sort of centre of attention, of unwanted humiliation.
Most people in this workplace are entirely untroubled by that, I've got to tell you.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
But for some people, unfortunately, what happens is that their whole life surrounds this idea of toilet anxiety. They fear going out. They fear if they do go out that they may need to go to the toilet and that they may need to go to the toilet near someone.
Which is an incredibly limiting factor in your life, I would have thought.
Very much so, because, you know, our workplace, going shopping, there are all locations where probably at one point in time we need to go to the toilet. However, for this proportion of people, they will actively avoid that, and that can cause a significant problems in terms of their quality of life.
The evidence to this point, as you say, is largely anecdotal, because that's the purpose of your study.
Yeah, currently the evidence is really in the area of paresis, so looking at urinary anxiety, and it seemed to be higher in males, because obviously males will go to the toilet and they'll be not necessarily using cubicles, but while we know there's anxiety associated urinary anxiety, we don't know very much at all about bowel movements. And really that was something that I wanted to sort of explore to see whether it is an issue.
How are you going to do that?
What we're trying to do is develop a scale that measures both urinary-based anxiety but also bowel-related anxiety in public situations. And so I've got a website, which is toiletanxiety.org, and individuals, whoever would like to, can go there and fill out a questionnaire. And what I'm trying to do is get as much information as I can from a variety of different people about their experiences of going to the toilet in public locations.
Because there will be a great sort of sliding scale of anxiety here.
Exactly right. But we really don't know, one, how to measure it, and two, how common it is. And so this is the first trial to really get a sense of how we go about measuring it and how much impact it has upon someone's life.
And the impact of that research in turn could play out in things like toilet design. Do we construct
public policy?
Yes.
You're exactly right. It has a whole range of possible consequences. You know, for example, in Japan, you know, they have some toilets which are electronically based, so that if someone wants to mask the sound of them going to the toilet, they can press a button and it makes a flushing toilet sound, for example.
It's such an interesting area because, as you say, it is such a fundamental human experience, and yet something which is so surrounded in hesitation and in demure reluctance to be,
yes,
you know, to confront too, yes, openly the reality of our,
exactly,
our lower gastrointestinal cells.
It is. You know, this is one of these issues that right now ABC is doing this wonderful Mental Health Week,
yep,
and we're talking about all different mental health disorders, and that can include social anxiety, which is an aspect of toilet anxiety. Now, when it comes to toilet anxiety, we've got two issues. We've got one, anxiety, which is something people don't tend to talk about, and two, it's about our bowels, and people don't like talking about our bowels.
Anxiety and phobia, is there a distinction?
Phobias are cause anxiety. Phobias are a subset of what are identified as a category of different anxiety disorders.
And within that realm of phobias and anxieties, are the treatments, how do we confront that then in a therapeutic sense?
So like toilet anxiety, consistent with other conditions like fear of spiders or, as you mentioned at the start, fear of clowns, for example, there are some basic strategies that can be very helpful to help reduce anxiety. The first thing is around stress management. One of the key components of that is learning to breathe in a relaxed way, mm-hmm, and to reduce muscle tension. Another component of managing phobias is engaging in identifying and challenging those thoughts that both precipitate and perpetuate that anxiety. The third aspect, which is important for managing anxiety, is exposure-based work. What I mean is that if you have toilet anxiety, what you do is instead of going somewhere where you feel very anxious, you'd go to a location, say a public toilet, where you'd feel more comfortable. There'd still be some anxiety, but it would be able to be managed. And then you repeatedly go there, engaging in relaxation and challenging thoughts, for example, to help get used to that situation. So that ultimately what happens is, as you repeatedly go back, you'll find that your anxiety reduces over time. And then once you do that, you go to the next situation, which is a little bit more anxiety provoking. And every time you do this, you'll get to build confidence and you'll find that your anxiety reduces, so that over time you'll be able to manage toilets and all sorts of situations and not worry about
stopping the car at the side of the freeway.
Exactly right.
You name it.
My hope is to develop an online support program that's freely available via toiletanxiety.org.
I'm hoping that you'll be, I have to say this, flushed with success.
Thank you very much.
Needed to get that one out of the way. Simon Knowles, Senior Lecturer, Clinical Psychologist at Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne. To participate in that study, toiletanxiety.org. That is the site to hit.